And at 519, it's time for another look at traffic and weather together. I ran into this fog lens starting at about 6200 South, just west of Redwood Road, and I was in it all the way into downtown. It's the first day this week I've had to encounter it at all, so it really is more widespread.
It is. It's all over the place, and thanks for that report as you came in, because it's hard to track it. It's kind of shifting around this morning all over the place.
Yeah, I kept thinking these cameras aren't going to be of much help to you in some places today.
Yeah, they're helpful, but it moves. You look at one place, and then it's there, and then it's gone. For instance, we were just looking at Kaysville. So the fog's up there in Kaysville, and then it disappears north of Kaysville on I-15. But you've also got it in Farmington, and then out in the West Desert, you've got fog west of Grantsville as you're coming in from Wendover, and then again past Tooele. The I-80 21st South interchange is smogged in and fogged in there. The West Belt and a lot of places all over. I-15 coming up the point of the mountain, it's foggy, and then it lets up a little bit, and then you get it in Draper and other parts through Murray and Sandy. It's also foggy there. So right now, no accidents to report, but people are taking their time in that fog because there's really not much else you can do. If you have 30 minutes, ARUP Blood Services needs all blood types to store up for this month's holiday. Learn how you can save a life. Visit UtahBlood.org. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.